So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing different scenarios when a firstborn child is either a Bechor L'Nachla or a Bechor L'Kohen, and cites the following machlokes. If a non-Jew had children and then converted, and the Gemara explains, the child born after he converted is not considered a Bechor regarding inheritance, because his first child born when he was a non-Jew is Reishis Einei, the first of his strength, and so his second child is not Reishis Einei. Shim ben Lakasha miyesh leBechor LaNachla, the Yershin is Gar, Kakut and Chanel Dami. The child born after he converted is considered a Bechor regarding inheritance, because a convert is considered newly born, and any previously fathered children are no longer considered his own, and so his second child, the first child born as a Jew, is Reishis Einei. The Gemara cites the identical machlekes regarding another halacha. He has fulfilled the mitzvah of having children, because the Torah requires one to have children to settle the world, and he has done so. He has not fulfilled the mitzvah of having children, because a convert is considered newly born, and any previously fathered children are no longer considered his own, and so he has not fulfilled this obligation. And the Gemara points out that which Rabbi Yechanan says that Gershon is Gara, Ben Shehoyle B'yoyse Akum, Havale Rishas Einai, is only according to the Tavikama of our Mishnah. But according to Rabbi Yosef Galili, Einai Rishas Einai, because Yalef Ihu Minadida. We compare the status of the father regarding Bechor L'Nachla to the status of the mother regarding Bechor L'Kohen. Just as Peterechem B'Yisrael, the birthing of the mother before she was Jewish, is not considered Peterechem, so to Rishas Einai B'Yisrael, the fathering of a child before he was Jewish is not considered Reishis Einei. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yisek, even Rabbi Yechanan agrees that Yesh leBechor LeNachla, the second child, who is the first child born after the father became a Jew, is Bechor LeNachla because he is the Reishis Einei B'Yisrael. The Gemara proceeds with the following ruling of Ravada Bar Ava. Levi Yisheyoldo, B'na Potem Heislam, the firstborn son of a daughter of a Levi is exempt from Pinya Ben. The Gemara points out, if the father is a Kohen or a Levi, the child is exempt even if she is a Yisraelis. Rather, the father is a Yisrael. And although the Mishpachaisim Leves Avaisim, ordinarily a child's lineage follows the father, the Gemara suggests that this ruling refers to one of the following cases. The father is a non-Jew, and so the child assumes the status of the mother and is exempt from Pinya Ben. The father is Jewish, and the Peter Rechim Tal Rechmana. Since the mitzvah depends on the first child to emerge from the mother's womb, her status as the daughter of a Levi is significant and the child is exempt from Pinya Ben. However, the firstborn son of a daughter of a Kohen fathered by a non-Jew is obligated in Pinya Ben, because Kivin de Iboyla Habiyazara. Since she had relations with a non-Jew, she loses her status as a Bas Kohen. For example, in that she can no longer eat Truma. Therefore, her child is obligated in Pinya Ben. The Gemara discusses another scenario. If a Kohen died and left behind a son who is a Chol, the child of a forbidden union. The son is obligated to redeem himself. The son is not obligated to redeem himself. The Gemara explains, there's no machlekes where the father died after the son was already 30 days old, when the obligation already took effect, that the son is not obligated to redeem himself because zacha av b'pidyane. It's as if the father, who was a kosher kain, simply kept the money of the pinyon for himself. The machlekes is where the father died before the son was 30 days old, when the obligation of pinyon ben did not yet take effect. The Gemara explains the machlekes. He's obligated to redeem himself because the father did not acquire the rights to the five slum. Rabbi Rav Huna Amar, Ena ben chayv liftes atzmai, do amalei, asin namikoyach gavra, do lemetzish lishtu'u, dina bahadei. The son does not have to redeem himself because he can say to the kohen, I come from a man against whom you had no claim. However, the Gemara points out, Nisgayru muberes b'chayr l'kohen. If the father was a non-Jew, the child does need to be redeemed, and we do not say that he comes from a non-Jew who is exempt, because Shami Avikachavim the less lechias. The son's lineage does not follow his non-Jewish father. The Mishnah earlier ruled, Mishalei Shasul Achar Baila Shleish Chadashim V'nissis V'yolda V'in Yedua Im Ben Tisha L'Rishon Im Ben Shivala Achar. If a woman remarried within 3 months of her husband's death and then gave birth, and we don't know if this child is the result of a 9-month pregnancy from the first husband or a 7-month pregnancy from the second husband. the child is a bechel lekayin because he's the first to emerge from his mother's womb, but he's not a bechel nachla because the father already had children, or because we don't know who the father is. The Gemara explains that you cannot claim any share in the inheritance at all, because leiz legabe hai v'let chayiv, legabe hai v'let chayiv. Each set of siblings can claim that he's not their brother. Rather, the Mishnah's ruling in a bechel lenachla means haba achra of in bechel lenachla. The next son is also not a bechel lenachla, because it's possible that the first son is the bechel lenachla. Zok the Mishnah, Ezeu Bechor L'Nachla U'L'Kayin. In the following cases, the first one is considered both a Bechor L'Nachla and a Bechor L'Kayin. Hamepelis Shvir, Moli Mayim, Moli Dam, Moli Ganinin. If a woman delivers an embryo full of water or blood or a colored substance, Hamepelis Kimin Dagam, Mechagav, Mishkatzim, Veremasim, or an embryo resembling fish, locusts, or insects, Hamepelis Liam Arbam, or if she miscarries within 40 days of conception. Habacharein Bechor L'Nachla V'L'Kayin. Her next child is a full Bechor because the above have no significance at all. Mishnah continues, Yitzi Deifin Baba Acharav, Shnein Einen Bechar, Loi Lenachla B'Loi Lekayin. If a woman delivers a child by cesarean and then delivers a child naturally, neither child is a Bechar Lenachla or Bechar Lekayin. And the Gemara explains, Rishon Lenachla Loi V'Yoldu Loi B'Ina, Derech Leida. The first child is not a Bechar Lenachla because the Pasuk says that a Bechar must be delivered naturally. L'Cham Ishlam Nami Loi, Peter Echem B'Ina. And he's also not a Bechar Lekayin because it did not open the mother's womb. And Sheini Lenachla Loi Rishis Oin B'Ina. The second child is not a Bechor L'Nachla because he's not the father's first threat. L'chamish lam nami loy kesav b'Bechor L'davar Echad l'hav b'Bechor. Nor is he a Bechor L'Kayin because the Bechor must be first out of the womb and the mother's first child. However, the Mishnah concludes, Reb Shimon Naim HaRishon L'Nachla v'Sheini L'chamish lam. The first child is Bechor L'Nachla because the Pasuk says, Teileid l'rabis yetzadayfin. We include a child born by cesarean. And the second child is a Bechor L'Kayin because he holds Bechor L'davar Echad l'hav b'Bechor. It is enough to be the first one out of the womb, even if he's not the mother's first child.